Well, you know, when you play sports, most of us played some kind of sports somewhere along the way, and we've been in the game, and usually you don't want to come out of the game, but sometimes somebody comes in and takes your place. You either get hurt or you get injured or you get tired, and the coach just decides to make a change, and that person coming in is your what? What's he called? Your substitute. They came in and they take your place. That's what substitution is. Most of the time, we don't want to substitute because we say, I love playing. I don't want to come out of the game. But when we think about the truths of God's word, we need a substitute. See, because of our sin, and the wages of sin is that we need a substitute. And we need somebody to take our place. And God has provided for us, and that substitute is the Son, Jesus Christ. So this morning, we're going to look, and we're going to look very quickly at two biblical terms. We're going to look briefly that help us to see what Jesus Christ has done for us. So we want to look at them. I've got them there for you. Substitution and propitiation. If you want to write out beside substitution, just write to take a place. To take a place, take somebody's place. That's what substitution is. That's about three quarters of the way down the page, and it's in big type there. Substitution, to take a place, and then propitiation, which actually just means a satisfactory payment. You could say it this way. It's the payment that's satisfied. If you owed somebody $10 and you gave them $10, that's the satisfactory payment. That's the payment that satisfies. And we're going to see it as we go through the Bible, as we see all this. And we'll see it this morning. There's some great things there. Well, let's see how this fits together. Let's start with this. Great truth. We've all what? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got Romans 3:23. You got your little handout. It says we've all sinned. We've all done wrong. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's not one that does good. Every one of us, if we just said, just name one sin that you've done, you could say, you mean this morning? Well, what about yesterday? I mean, one, just one. How about one for the whole week? I mean, just think about it. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, we find out that the what? The wages of sin, or the payment of sin, is death. And so the wages of sin is death. And we know that. And and when we say death, we mean, first of all, there's a physical death that comes from being spiritually dead, because you come into the world spiritually dead. There's a physical death from that, but there's an eternal death. An eternal death, separation from God forever. So when we say we've all sinned and we all owe God death, we'd say, wait a minute, how am I going to pay that penalty? Well, we can't. So we need somebody else to do what? Take our place. We need a substitute. That's what we're going to be talking about as we see this. And here's the great truth. What did God do? Well, Jesus, we've seen that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile us to himself. What do we call that? That's the what? That's the story of the Bible, right? Perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his Son to bring us to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. So now, what did Jesus do? If you got toward the bottom, is God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to become a what? Become a person, become a human being. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's just think out loud. Why would Jesus Christ have to become a person? Okay, there's several things. Okay, to take our place, to be the perfect sacrifice. First of all, God can't die, so God's got to become a what? A man, so he can die, because the wages of sin is death. And then he's going to be taking our place, and he's going to be the perfect sacrifice. Why couldn't the blood of an animal pay for our sins? What? Wasn't human, exactly. When a human being sins, there has to be, the wages of sin is death. There has to be a death of a what? Of a human being. We don't always think about that. All these sacrifices in the Old Testament only covered sin, did not pay for sin. So Jesus Christ became a person, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so we've got a question. If you want to go to the top of the next page, and here's really the key, and here's how these two words fit together. Why did Jesus Christ become a person? Why? Jesus Christ came to what? Die in our place. That's called what? Substitution. And to pay for our sin, that's called what? Propitiation. What does the word propitiation mean? Satisfactory payment. So look, Jesus came to die in our place. He's our substitute. Jesus Christ came to pay for our sin. He's the satisfactory payment. So when we think of these two words, they tie together how God would let his Son come to the earth to die on the cross to pay for our sins. He died in our place, substitution. He paid for our sins, Propitiation. You need to understand that, because you're going to find verses in the Bible that use the word propitiation. And when you see them, you have to say, what does that word mean? It means what? Satisfactory payment. So that's what we're going to see as we go through. Well, let's do this. Let's start with the first word, and let's start with the word substitution. Okay? You see it right there, substitution. Here's a brief definition. You can just put it very simply put. Substitution means to take somebody's place or to take a place. We all need the substitution, because the wages of sin is death, and we're supposed to die, and we're condemned to die. We are supposed to be set up, be removed from God forever. And Jesus Christ said, I will what? Take their place. It almost is, and if you can't do it this way because time has no bearing. It's almost as if the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in eternity past said, the Father said, they've sinned, they owe me death, and they're going to be separated forever. And it's like Jesus said, I'll go take their place. I'll be willing to leave the glories of heaven, become a human being so I can die in their place, substitution, and pay for their sin, propitiation. That's what we're seeing. And so we're thinking substitution means to take somebody's place. Let's think of some verses, okay? You're at 2 Corinthians 5:21. We're not going to turn to all these places just because of time, but you're at 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look what it says. He made him who knew no sin to be what? Sin on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he came to be sin for what? For us. He took what? What did he do? He took our place. He took our place. He became sin for us. 1 Peter 3:18, it says, Christ died for our sin, the just for the... Who's the just? Christ. Who's the unjust? Who took our place? The just one took our place with the unjust. He's our substitute. Look at this one right here. 1 Peter 2:24, he bore in his body whose sins? Our sins on the cross. He took our sins. He took our place. He said, give me their sins. Their sins have separated them. I will take their place. I will take their sins. That's 1 Peter 2:24. How about this one? Galatians 1:4. We've been studying the book of Galatians, and let me just read this to you because it's from our book. We've been studying it every Sunday morning. Listen to what he says at the very beginning of the book. It says, He says, grace and peace to you from God our Father, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. Gave himself for our sin. Jesus Christ died for us in our place. Now, if you're playing in a game, you don't necessarily want to come out. But if you got sin and the wages of sin is death, you would love for somebody to come take your place. You realize 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven to come take your place, to pay for your sins and my sins. I think I've got, do I have one more? 1 Peter 2:24? No, Ephesians 5, there we go. Ephesians 5, he gave himself up for, let me read that one to you. You'll love that one. Ephesians 5 says, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us. He died for us. He died in our place. That is what's so amazing. So the wages of sin is death, and Jesus Christ took our place. I want to tell you a silly story. I use it, but I just want to put this up here. Jesus is our substitute. Pretending we're in the third grade, and in my day, in the third grade, when it rained, you couldn't go out for recess. So sometimes we played a racer tag. You remember a racer tag? You'd get, some of you don't remember that, but we were sitting there, and the teacher, somebody put a racer on their head, and somebody else put a racer on their head, and somebody was it, and you had to catch them. If your racer fell off, you lost. One time we played a racer tag, then we quit. And the guys started throwing erasers. And the teacher said, whoa, whoa. And back in my day, you could spank. She said, listen, if anybody throws an eraser, they're getting three licks. And, of course, as soon as she said that, I threw an eraser. She said, this is not a true story. Because I was always perfect. But anyway, you believe that too, don't you? Okay, so she said, all right, JB, you threw an eraser, three licks. I said, I don't want three licks. And she said, no, I said, anybody threw an eraser, they get what? Three licks. My good friend Jimmy said, I'll take them for him. She said, I don't care. I said, razor thrown, three licks. Jimmy took the three licks. God said, wages of sin is what? Death. We said, we don't want to die. Jesus said, I'll die in their place. Substitution. God says, wages of sin, death. There's been sin. There has to be death. Jesus is our substitute. Don't ever take it for granted that in the perfect working of God, he sent his son to take our place. Okay, now we're not through because we got something else. Okay, and I'm just looking at the clock. Look at the second thing. We want to talk about propitiation. It is a big word. It's found in a number of verses. It's found in Romans chapter 3. It's found in 1 John. It's found in some other places. So sometimes when you're reading the Bible, you'll come across and it'll say, he is the propitiation. And the meaning of the word propitiation simply means a satisfactory payment. A satisfactory payment. That's the definition that you want to write down. It means the payment that satisfies. And if you owed somebody money and you gave them the payment, if it was $10 and you gave them $10, they're satisfied because you made the payment. And so that's the satisfactory payment. And so we want to see what that means, because the wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ died in our place, and Jesus died for us, made the payment. What's the wages of sin? What did Jesus do? Died, and so he offered the satisfactory payment. Now, let me show you something. By the way, now, when Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sin, and he's the satisfactory payment, who is satisfied? God. God the Father satisfied. It is God the Father who said the wages of sin is that the soul that sins shall die. And so he says there's got to be a payment. Who made the payment? Jesus made the payment. He's our substitution, took our place, and he paid the penalty. Okay, look at you don't have to turn there. 1 John 2:2 says, he is the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the what? Entire world. Now, I want you to listen to the verse. Jesus Christ is the propitiation. He's the what? Satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. That means when Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for sin, he paid for the sins of every person. Every person. Past, present, future. We're going to talk more about it in just a second. There's another verse in 1 John 4:9-10. It says, and this is love, not that we love God, but God loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. He's the what? He's the what? Satisfactory payment for our sins. I mean, this is what's an incredible thing, that God is satisfied in Jesus. What if you said, I will die for my friend here so he won't have to go to hell? What does God say to that? You're not the satisfactory payment. Why? Why can't you be a satisfactory payment? Because you're not perfect. You've got sin. He's going to take our place, substitute. He's going to pay the penalty, and God is satisfied. That's propitiation. Now, here's the question. We got through saying a while ago that he's the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. Now, look at this. Did Jesus die for everyone? Okay, let's look at a verse. Hebrews 2:9. He tasted death for who? Every person. I want you to turn to 1 Timothy. Just flip back there real quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time. Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, okay? Anybody there yet? Okay, so y'all faster than me. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Look what it says. This is talking about God, our Savior. Who desires, verse 4, who desires what? All people to be what? Saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. See, there's one God and one mediator between God and men. Who is the mediator between God and men? The man, Christ Jesus, who did what? Gave himself as a ransom for who? For all people. For all people. Now, I want you to understand something, and we'll talk about it in some weeks to come and some other things. If Jesus Christ paid for the sins of every person, past, present, and future, why aren't all people saved? Okay. Salvation does not come by the payment of sin. Salvation comes by faith. The Bible does not say, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever has the payment of sin will not perish, but have everlasting life. It says, whosoever what? Believes. So understand that Jesus is the satisfactory payment. He has paid the penalty of sin for every human being, past, present, or future. And that's what we're seeing on that great, great term. I think I got one more verse. 1 John 2:2. That's the same one. He's the satisfactory payment, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. And so as we think about, and God is satisfied. Aren't you glad he's satisfied? I have one quick story. Once again, this is a made-up story, and I'll do it really fast. And you've heard me say it. If you've ever been through membership training, I almost always use it in membership training. So if you're going to membership training today, you'll probably hear this again. But I want you to realize, pretend that I went down to the store, and there was a clothing store here, and I bought a suit, and it was $400, and I didn't have the money. But the guy said, oh, I know you, JB. You'll pay me. And so I got this suit, and I owe the guy $400. But, weeks go by, months go by. Every time I see him, the guy goes, hey. And I go, I'll pay you one of these days. I'll pay you one of these days. And I never have paid him. And one day, Brian James went in there, and Brian's rich, you know, and he buys all kinds of suits and everything. And so we all know that. And he's in there one day, and my name comes up, and the guy says, I really love JB, but he owes me $400. And Brian said, how much? He said, $400. He said, I'll pay it right now. And now the man is satisfied. And so the next time I see the man, and I go, hey, I'm going to get you the money as soon as I can, he goes, no, I'm already satisfied. It's already been taken care of. And see, when we say to God, I'm going to try to live a good life, I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to try to get baptized, I'm going to try to do all these things, God, and you'll satisfy me, and I'll satisfy you somehow, God says, I'm already satisfied. Jesus has done it all. All he wants from us is what? Faith, to believe. He didn't want us to do anything. He's already satisfied. So it's great, great, great truth. So substitution. We want to thank God for the substitution of Jesus Christ dying in our place. See where it says substitution? Just we thank God for Jesus dying in our place. That's great truth. And we also want to thank God for propitiation, the satisfactory payment that Jesus paid for every sin of all people for all time. Let me ask you this. If he didn't pay for everybody's sin at one time, for all people, then that means some people's sins are never paid for, right? And then that also means that if they wanted to believe and be saved, somebody got to pay for their sins again. Somebody does, right? When Jesus died on the cross, he paid for sin. So we end it. Got at the very bottom of your page. It says, Jesus Christ died for us. That's called what? Substitution. He took our place and paid for our sin. That's called what? Propitiation. So all these terms that you see in the Bible, they're really pretty simple. Substitution, he took our place. We thank the Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place. Take my place. Thank you, Lord. And then propitiation. God is what? Satisfied. Jesus Christ made the payment that satisfies. We do not have to do anything to satisfy God. Think about that. There are people all over this world, and they say, what do you think you have to do to get to God? What do they say? What do they say? Try to be good, do this, join a church, maybe get baptized, walk down an aisle, give my life to Jesus, start serving him, do this, do this. They all think they got to do something to somehow satisfy God. God is already what? Satisfied. Jesus Christ has already paid the penalty. It's all done. God says, whosoever will believe will have eternal life. It's not our works, not our goodness. It's already done. God is not up there waiting for us to get our act together. It's already done for us. And he's saying, come unto me. I want to give you eternal life as a gift.